True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. We're glad to be here with you on a Tuesday, recapping Monday Night Football, looking ahead, a couple of Chiefs storylines to dig into as we get ready for week three now of the NFL. Start to maybe look ahead to some of the college football this weekend. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Pep Pep Pepperoni Pizza, topped with sliced, cubed, and deli-cut pepperoni. Pep Pep Pepperoni, now available in a lunch or full-size. Wichita Brewing Company pizza and beer made here. Glad to be here with you. Speaking of the Chiefs, is it time to panic yet? Tonight at 6, right here on KFH, we've got the Chiefs Kingdom Show and then Royals Baseball. KFHradio.com or the Odyssey app. Chiefs Kingdom Show will be interesting right now. The Kingdom has been kind of on all of our minds, Tommy, as we make our way through everything. Did you see this free four stuff for the Chiefs?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't catch it until yesterday, and Andy Reid was asked about it and just said, they're just trying to support Rashi Rice. And I'm like, okay, well, that's actually probably a good explanation, and young guys are going to do that. And then it's like, well, wait, Kelsey's not a young guy. Just wear a Rashi Rice shirt. You don't need to say free for. He almost killed people, right? He ran away from the scene of you got to be smarter than that. That's a distraction now. It's a distraction. This is a team that doesn't usually have those on the field. This is now an on-the-field distraction. You got to step in and be like, yo, dude, like, let's not say free four. He did something really bad. Like, he still has to go to jail for this. Let's just wear a shirt that says Rashi Rice because we like the dude and we're fans of his and he's learned from it and everything else. Free four, though?
Yeah, I feel like there was, probably somebody in it, and I guess it falls on Andy Reid's shoulders to be like, hey, we're not going to do that. Like, the probably not a great idea for you guys to do that, because it's going to get unwanted negative attention.
He said after the game, he said, I didn't even know they did it.
Well, yeah, right. And like, I feel like there was probably a dropping of the ball somewhere. Like, somebody probably should have known, and it probably should have gotten back to the big guy. And he probably should have been like, yeah, we're not going to do that. Like, not a good idea. His explanation was fine. I get it. I get those guys wanting to support their teammate and whatever. But at the same time, the outside noise around it is not ideal. And you gotta be better than that. You gotta know that it's going to attract negative, unwanted outside attention that right now with the team that is 0-2 is the last thing you need.
Last thing. Like, like the absolute last thing you need is that.
Like, do I particularly care that they wore the shirts? Not really. No. I mean, it's a little tone deaf. It's a little tone deaf. I get it.
I don't really care.
I didn't lose sleep over it. I'm not shaking my fist at the clouds that they did it. I don't really care all that much, but there are people that do care, and there are people that are loud that do care, and it's an unwanted distraction that you really don't need right now.
Typically, they don't do that, and they're also not at a time where you want to deal with it, right? If they're 2-0 and everything's going fine, you probably don't worry too much about it. But yeah, look, I don't think anybody is wearing that shirt and saying, it's okay to cause major wrecks on a Dallas highway and almost kill people. No. And I don't like, I think I think Andy Reid is correct. Like, they really are just trying to support their guy. And I am totally fine with that. I hope more than anything that Rashi Rice is very lucky and has learned valuable life lessons and is a bit like, I believe in that stuff wholeheartedly. I really do. So no, it doesn't like, it's not like bothering me because I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill. Nobody's saying what he did is okay, but the perception is you're not taking what he did seriously. And there are people's lives impacted forever because of it. Like, what if you were one of the people that went to the hospital and almost died, or the loved one, and you see that? Like, really? Like, you don't care? Like, that we're sitting here, like, I don't know. You know, I think it's just, it's the wrong play. The intent is what it is. And I don't think the intent is anything sinister. But the perception of it is just, it's not something that you need. So that happened. If you miss that, if you see that, that's what that's all about. Andy Reid was asked about it again. And I didn't see that. I didn't see Aaron Andrews' interview with Travis Kelce. Like, I was behind on that because I was watching the early window games. I wasn't watching Fox's pregame coverage of the Chiefs Eagles game. I was watching the end of the 12 o'clock window games. So some of this stuff went right over my head until I went back and, you know, I'm trying to, you know, show prep and get ready for the news and like look through all of these things and what are these storylines that we're looking into. But, you know, that kind of took the headlines away from Monday as far as the Chiefs go with Andy Reid and everything else. There wasn't a lot in there really. He, course, says he trusts his guys and, you know, everything is going to be fine and, you know, whatever. But they don't have like, you, if you just like, it's hard to look at this thing and not be real concerned about how many of these games are they going to win until they get healthy, right? We just keep assuming, yeah, they'll get in, they'll be a wild card team. But man, their schedule never lets up this year, especially if the Raiders and the Colts are good, Tommy. Like, what is the relief point of this schedule? How many games? I suppose you could put the Giants in there, but that's a road game. How many of these games can we look at that are on the schedule right now and say, oh, yeah, that's a Chiefs win? How many?
Very, very few.
Only be the Giants.
Yeah, but I, like I said yesterday, I don't think you waltz into MetLife Stadium thinking that you're going to crush the Giants.
Absolutely not. No.
But let's be fair about this. Where's the relief point for any team in the NFL at any point in the season? Like that doesn't exist. Like I feel like, yeah, there's probably a little bit of a sliding scale. Like some schedules are easier than others, depending on if you're playing on the road, playing at home, the timing of the games, when teams are peaking, when teams are not. Like I get all of that. But at the same time, it's the NFL. Every game is difficult. Every game is tough. Well, any team can beat any team in any given week, right? So like, I think like, let's be fair about it and not just say like, yeah, like we can't pencil in any wins for the Chiefs. You weren't going to be able to pencil in any wins for the Chiefs anyway. Like, I don't think you can pencil in any win for any team at any time. I just think that that's impossible in the world of the NFL.
For example, and I agree with you, and it's the problem is it's not, you know, you can't count on the Chiefs right now to just be what they always are because they're not at the moment. But if I look at the Bills' schedule, they're going to play the Jets. They're going to play the Dolphins three more times. They have a game against the Saints. They have New England in their division, right? They're going to catch. We'll see about Cincinnati, whether Joe Burrow's there or not. Like there are games on their schedule where you're like, okay, like, yeah, you can look at those and feel pretty good about it. And most teams, I think, have some of those.
That's the difference. Like your language right there, that's the difference. Games that you feel pretty good about. That's totally fine. Like, I think you can have that conversation versus, yep, that's a Chiefs win. Like, pencil that in for a win.
Oh, no, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I think you can feel good. You can feel good about games or feel bad about games. But even if the Chiefs were at full strength, I don't think that it, and I wouldn't do this for any team at any time, say, yep, that's going to be a win for that particular team. Look at what the Giants did with the Cowboys. Like, they took the Cowboys to the brink. And I don't think very many people, if anybody, thought that was going to happen in that game in Dallas, even though Dallas is what they are. I'm sure that there were probably some folks out there that, like, from the beginning were like, yep, pencil Dallas in for a win. And it wasn't that easy. The Colts are 2-0. They walked off the Broncos over the weekend. I think everybody probably looked at that game and they're like, oh man, like, Bo Nix and Sean Payton and the Broncos are ascending. Go ahead and chalk that up for a win. It's the NFL. Wild things happen all the time.
Right. It is feel good about. There aren't, like, look at the schedule right now. And look at what we know the Chiefs are dealing with, right? Like, it's not like perceived anything. We know they're not going to have Rice for 4 more weeks. We know that Worthy is going to play with a brace probably the rest of the year. We know that they don't appear like a juggernaut running offense anyway. Like, we know all these things. We know Kelsey's a year older. We know all of these things. So if we look at the schedule now, that's what I mean. Like, how many do you even feel good about?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that once you get to the end of October, you get to that Monday night game against the Commanders. There's probably 3 games out of that stretch that I feel pretty good about. I feel good about the game this weekend in New York. I think the Chiefs will win that game. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk for them, but I think they'll win that game. I feel pretty good about the Chiefs on the road in Jacksonville. The Jaguars, I think, are better than what they were, but I still feel pretty good about that particular game. And I feel good about the Chiefs at home against the Raiders. Like, those 3 games, I feel pretty solid about. I think there's a pretty solid possibility that by the time we get to that Monday night game with the Commanders, and at that point, Rashee Rice will be back. But I think there's a pretty solid potential that they'll be 3-4 going into that game.
Yeah, I think so. Just the point of all of it for me is none of them will be easy. They're going to beat teams that right now we perceive are probably better than them. They may lose one or two that's not the case, and the opposite is true. We'll dig in, of course, to all of it. We'll have more on the Giants game. We can take early looks at the Giants game, and then what in the world is going on with quarterbacks in the NFL right now? Stick around. We got more Sports Daily coming your way.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great part of our lives away from the show. Maybe a great part of your life. Give them a call. Ask them about all the memberships. Never better time to go play golf. The weather has been ideal. The course is in great condition, of course, with all this rain and all the trees are cleared from the crazy summer storms. Give Crestview a call. Tell them we sent you. Ask about all the different kinds of memberships that they have available. Tommy, we look around and, yeah, look, we've kind of danced around this a little bit today with all the things we've talked about. The Chiefs, is like, their road is going to be a difficult one this year. But, man, there are a lot of difficult roads right now that teams are looking at, most notably through injuries to starting quarterbacks. I know we always have injuries in the NFL. Man, I don't remember having this many quarterback injuries in week 3. Like, we have a ton of them in the NFL right now. It's just like one after the other this week where it's like, who is going to start these games? We're going to see Carson Wentz and Jake Browning and Marcus Mariota. What is this, 2019? Like, what are we doing here?
It's funny. Have you seen all the conspiracy theorists on social media about Carson Wentz and J.J. McCarthy and the whole situation with the Vikings?
I know.
So apparently, And I didn't, I'll admit, I didn't watch the very end of the Vikings-Falcons game. I went to bed with a couple minutes left. But I guess the final drive for the Vikings, there were a couple, there was at least one play in particular where McCarthy ran the ball and looked perfectly fine. Like, he didn't look injured at all in the game. And then all of a sudden, there's this, like, he's got a knee sprain. He's going to be out for 2 to 4 weeks. And there are some conspiracy theorists out there that think that he's not really injured and that he... They're trying to have him save face a little bit and bring Carson Wentz in to give McCarthy a little bit more time to get accustomed to playing in the NFL. I have no idea how accurate that is, if that there's even a shred of truth to that. But it is kind of interesting because, yeah, if you go back and you watch the way he played, like, he was running the ball like crazy, and it looked like he had any kind of injury at all.
Yeah, I wonder, too, if people are misremembering what Carson Wentz is. And has been for a long time, which is not a whole lot better than what we've seen out of J.J. McCarthy, to be perfectly honest. I don't know. That would be bizarre. I think it's probably more of a young guy just didn't even fully understand he had a high ankle sprain, maybe. I would be stunned if they were going to those levels to make sure they get Carson Wentz.
I don't know.
There.
Hey, look, I'm not pushing this narrative. I'm not pushing this theory. I'm just saying I've seen it floating around out there a lot. That maybe he's not actually injured and that it's the Vikings trying to protect his feelings a little bit.
Some people say the planet is flat. Some people have really good evidence to support it. I'm not saying that it is, but some people are saying, you know, no, it's one of those things. Look, I don't know. That would be a really bad sign for the Vikings if that is true. That would be much worse, I think, than if his ankle was actually sprained. Like, if they have that little confidence in their rookie quarterback after 8 quarters of football that they feel like they need to go to Carson Wentz to save their season, that would be something, certainly. Jaden Daniels could be out. We know Brock Purdy is out. We know Joe Burrow is out. Like, there's another one that we learned yesterday, too. It's just it's dicey. And I say this all the time. I want good quarterback play for every single team in football. I do not like watching NFL football when quarterbacks are bad. It's not as fun.
How do you feel about it? Because isn't it Vikings and Bengals this weekend? So won't we have Carson Wentz and Jake Browning facing off against each other?
I feel like we dodged a bullet that's not a primetime game. That's not a primetime game, is it? I don't think it is. That's what would normally happen. Like, these things happen, and that game would be destined to be played on Thursday night, right? You'd get that kind of matchup for Thursday night.
It's a noon matchup. Bengals on the road in Minnesota.
So we can all just ignore it is what we can do, which is greatly appreciated. What are the primetime? Dolphins, Bills. Why? How are we going to get
Dolphins? You don't like Dolphins? What's wrong with Dolphins, Bills? You don't like that?
The fact that the Bills might beat them by 30.
I like it because there's a whole heck of a lot of drama. Like, obviously the Bills look really good, but I mean, like, things are falling apart quickly for Miami, and it's kind of like watching a car crash. Like, you don't want to look away. Mike McDaniel is probably coaching for his life, and people are calling for him to get fired. And I saw odds yesterday on what college program is most likely to have Mike McDaniel be their offensive coordinator next season. So, like, things are not good right now in Miami. So I kind of want to watch that game just because it's kind of like a car crash.
I saw one of the sarcastic sites have the meme of McCarthy vows to have his post game comedy routine tightened up by
McDaniel.
Week 4.
Yeah, McDaniel.
Yeah, McDaniel.
Did you watch that press conference? We didn't even talk about it. No. Did you watch that press conference? I'm not kidding you.
Absolutely not.
I thought that it was fake. I thought it was AI generated and not really his quote. It actually was his quote. He said, I mean, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have it verbatim, but he said something to the effect of, you know, if you want to win the game, you got to win the game. You can't lose it. Great. Thanks, Mike. That very, very insightful commentary from you.
Yeah. What's he supposed to say? Yeah. Like, I've never been a believer in his, not because of like anything against him personally or whatever. And I would imagine he is a good offensive coach and all these things, but because like that vibe never works for a head coach in the NFL. Like, there has to be at least a little bit of like tough guy vibe, or you have to be a former player or something. Like, the non-former NFL player that tries to be Joe Cool in there and like relate to the guys. And
who was like, the last one? Probably like Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, I know he was a former Kingsbury player.
A little bit.
Kingsbury was probably the last guy.
Fan. Yep.
Todd Haley was that way when he coached for the Chiefs. Like, he wasn't a player. Yeah, I think he tried to be, you know, he tried to be a tough guy, but I don't think it worked. I don't think players really responded well to it.
It's not, and I'm not saying you have to be a former player. I don't believe that either. I just mean like you can't try to be too cute and cool. Like, you either come in and you're a total ass and you just like force the respect that way. And I'm not saying this in life. I'm not saying this in any other, but like with NFL coaches, you've got to get the respect some way. And it's either through absolute old school hard nose or just being so good that you command it. Like Andy Reid, for example, like you command respect because everybody knows you're the best at what you do. Or you can be like Mike Tomlin and just or Mike Vrabel and just be like, you know, absolute no nonsense. But the cutesy stuff, man, it just doesn't work in the NFL. And it's not going to work in Miami at all.
There were a lot of storylines from the weekend of coaches and their quarterbacks getting into it. I mean, even like the quarterbacks that are healthy, the injury stories, like that's the big deal. But we saw Sean Payton and Bo Nix get into it on the sideline where they're barking back and forth at each other. I don't know if you saw Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence, like Cohen's yelling at Lawrence from the sideline on something. And Lawrence just looks at him and like waves him off. And they had to talk about it in post game, like everything's fine with us, our relationship is good. There were a couple examples of quarterbacks and their coaches going
out. Gotta have it though. Like, you gotta have that. And like, I don't feel like McCarthy ever is in the middle of it with any of his guys. What did I say?
McCarthy.
Why do I keep saying McCarthy?
Oh, Mike McCarthy or JJ McCarthy?
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel. Yeah, he's not in it. And you know, things are falling apart at the seams with Tua. Tyreek looks extremely unhappy. There was the clip of Tua sailing a pass 20 yards over his head, and Tyreek is bouncing up and down like a bunny on the ground, you know, like just
most
he's
accurate
so
coach he's ever had, right?
Most accurate quarterback, 100%.
I'm all over the place. I'm thinking about this now. So we're talking about JJ McCarthy, Mike McDaniel. There's also a Mike McDonald coach in the league. Like, can we stop with the names being this similar? Yeah, no, it's a mess. It's not going to get any better. So to the point of Bills Dolphins, meh. The one thing I'll say about Bills Dolphins on Thursday is it should be a good game to bet.
Oh,
it
for sure.
It should be a good
for
betting
game. Well, I think we'll get to see the Dolphins melt down in primetime again and you know, at the hands of the Bills, which, I mean, that'll be interesting to watch. I wanted to get your take on this because this happened last night. We haven't talked about it at all. How do you feel about the controversy of Tom Brady sitting in the coach's box with the Raiders, with the headset on, listening to the game, like all of that, knowing that he's a broadcaster, knowing that he is a minority owner for the Raiders, that got a lot of play last night on the broadcast, that Brady's sitting in the coach's box.
I don't mind it. I don't care. I do think you can walk and chew gum at the same time. I'm trying to think of like where that would... Tom Brady's a minority owner of the Raiders. Right. The coaches, they mentioned in the broadcast, talk to him 2-3 times a week. Right.
Yeah.
He is in a position to get inside information for the specific game he's about to call. So like, unless he's calling a Raiders game and going into those prep interviews as a broadcaster, but he's already, if I understand it correctly, pretty restricted.
Not anymore.
In those interviews.
He was last year. The NFL loosened up the restrictions a lot. So like last year, he couldn't be in production meetings. He can be in production meetings now this year. So he's sitting down with the other coaches, with the other teams leading up to these broadcasts.
I've never been in one of those at this level. I don't imagine that they're going to give anything that has anything more than the game they're about to play. I think at some point Brady's going to have to make a decision. Look, walking away, was he getting paid $40, $50 million a year to do those games? Like, that's pretty hard to walk away from. I think his heart is not there. Ultimately, his heart will be in ownership, I would imagine. So he's going to have to make a call at some point. It's the Raiders and the Chargers. I don't think he has any of their games coming up. doesn't really bother me.
I don't know. I'll tell you, like, where if this is the way it's going to be, and it sounds like it is, you know what? Like, this is the situation that the NFL and Fox and Brady and the Raiders, they've all put themselves in this situation. I'll tell you right now, if I'm an opposing coach for whatever team, I'm going to keep it pretty close to my vest when I'm talking to Tom Brady. I'm going to be very, very careful on what I share with him. If the NFL isn't going to look out for me and my team, if they're going to put a minority owner in the room with me and they want to know, he wants to know inside information to prepare for the broadcast, but I also know he's going and he's talking to Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly multiple times a week, I'm going to be extremely guarded. I don't care. I could coach an NFC team. And I'm going to be extremely guarded because, hey, like what? I could face these guys sometime down the road. Like, I'm going to be very, very, very careful in what I share with Tom Brady.
Yeah, look, I think they are anyway. I don't think they're ever going to give anything away to any broadcaster that they feel like is going to cost them a game. The question is, does it take away from him as a broadcaster? Probably not. He's Tom Brady. Like, he has enough insight even when he's not talking to coaches, as in last year. And I would wonder too, like, I've always thought it made more sense to have Brady in the studio than at the games. I think it'd be a better fit for everybody. But would you be bothered if, let's say, during the bye week, Sean Payton, who's been a broadcaster and been pretty good, like, what if he jumped in a call and was a color guy? Would you feel like, oh my God, like, that's such a conflict of interest for Sean Payton to be a color guy?
I wouldn't love that. I wouldn't love that. And here's the thing. Like, it's pretty common for coaches, like, when their teams get eliminated from things, to go and be in the studio. I don't have an issue with that at all. You've got guest studio analysts or whatever you want to call it going in. I've got no issue with that whatsoever. Throwing them into the booth when they've got access to the teams and the players and the locker rooms and all of that, the meeting rooms, I'd have a little bit of an issue with that.
I don't think they have the kind of access people are making it out to be. They have a couple of interviews with the coaches to get some information on thoughts and things.
But you're talking about him being an active coach on a bye week.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying, like, even if that happened, I'd be like, you know what? That's fine. Like, I think we're making a little too much of it. I'm more concerned that he's a good or a bad broadcaster. I think his heart is in ownership. I think he has a vested interest financially, obviously, now in what the Raiders are doing. So yeah, I don't need a lie detector to tell me that Tom Brady is more concerned right now about the Raiders and what they're doing than any other team in football. That's the conflict of interest. But that's going to exist whether or not he's in meetings, whether or not he has a headset. I know.
But don't you think also
bias toward that team? That's his team.
Don't you think also that there is a little bit of an obligation that he's got because he is putting a headset on as a broadcaster for Fox and they're paying him an incredible amount of money to have some journalistic integrity? Like, isn't that part of it too? Like, shouldn't that be on the table where it's like, hey, look, you know, I'm honoring my commitments with Fox and I'm not going to be able to share any kind of information about anything I get. Like, how many times have you done a story in your career where you are like, you're not going to go and share inside information with somebody else because you're a journalist?
All the time.
Right? Like, that's a pretty common part of the job.
It is. I guess it comes down to, is Tom Brady a journalist? And I don't know the answer. I don't know what I believe about that. To be perfectly honest with you, I think his position is more of an entertainer than a journalist. I sometimes, like, if we're talking about the news, that's an easy answer. Yes. Like, integrity, all those things. When we're talking about sports, it's an entertainment platform. Like, Tom Brady's job is to entertain us before anything else. He's not a reporter in a press conference. He's not going to be the person tasked with asking a really difficult question about a difficult situation. He is tasked with entertaining us while a football game is being played. So I'm not sure. I don't have a solid answer on that. At the end of the day, I think Tom Brady's either an entertaining broadcaster or he's not. And that's all that matters for what he does for Fox. Like, that's it, right? The other stuff, I don't pay as much attention to it because his priority is going to be the Raiders. Like I know, like again, like if anybody thinks it's not, like it is, he's got a vested interest in that. His job for Fox is to entertain us. So he's either entertaining or he's not. And he's either, you know, the NFL and the teams, like the teams, if they say, Tom Brady, you can't come to the meetings, I don't have a problem with that. And I think if he's good, if he's a good broadcaster, he'll be successful whether he can or he can't. I also think sometimes I like broadcasters that can both educate us and entertain us, play color guys. But I got to be, I'm far more interested that the color guy entertains me than educates me. Like, I want to be entertained while they're on a broadcast. I want to have fun with it. That's why John Madden is the king of color, right? He knew more about football than almost anybody. But that's not what made him so great. What made him so great is he entertained us. So for me, the priority there is that those guys do that. If they get restricted or they're not restricted, I don't worry as much about it because I just don't think coaches are giving those guys a whole lot that they're going to take away from that moment anyway.
I think the bad news with that particular logic, I don't think you're wrong about the entertainer part of it. The bad news for that is that I think Greg Olson's a better entertainer than Tom Brady. It rubs me the wrong way so much that Greg Olson got demoted because he's a better entertainer than Tom Brady is.
But is he more popular? He's not. Like, Fox is going to make their call. I think Olson's better at it, too. I don't think Brady's bad. I just think Olson's really good. It's Tom Brady. There's not a bigger name in football. I get what Fox was going for. I don't think they're going to renew his contract either. Just like for a lot of reasons. We'll come back. We got more Sports Daily. Don't go away.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. You want to win some HTO? You can right now. Text in to win. T is the short code. Text that word to 20357. TEA to the short code 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. That'll get you a free cup of iced tea. You can come in and try the all new caramel apple iced tea. See your pumpkin and raise you caramel apple this time of year. Come in and try it. East Wichita, West Wichita Derby. Good luck, everybody. We come back in. We looked at only one game of the upcoming week in the NFL schedule. It's not as headliney, I don't think, Tommy, this week with the games. Broncos-Chargers has very obvious appeal to everybody. Lions-Ravens is the headline game. I think those two games are your only like absolute. I suppose Rams Eagles. So we're looking at three games in three windows. You can get Rams Eagles. You can get Broncos Chargers. You can get Lions Ravens. If you're just looking for games on Sunday and you want to watch those three, those are playoff type matchups. But I with the quarterback injuries and everything, we're not quite as juicy as we have.
Can we talk about for a second how the Chargers have three divisional games to start off their season? If they beat the Broncos, they're 3-0 in the AFC West. And then all of a sudden, like, the Chiefs are 0-1 in the division. The Chargers, if they win this game, will be 3-0 in the AFC West. Like, that's wild that their season starts off with three divisional matchups back to back to back.
When the Chargers beat the Broncos.
I'm just saying, like, isn't that crazy, though, that they're playing three divisional games?
Plus a trip to Brazil mixed in. They've had an interesting hand dealt to them. The Lions on the road in Baltimore. I hope that game is close and as fun as we think it will be. Rams Eagles. Tommy, I'm real close to making a bold prediction on that one too. I like the Rams.
Really?
They're off to a nice start.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on the road. I think I like them plus 3.5. I want to make it bolder.
I mean, they won, but they didn't. They're not looking overly impressive. Like they're doing what they need to do to win, but it's not like they're dominant. They're not boat racing teams. They're gonna have to have a better.
Tennessee on the road by two scores.
Yeah, Tennessee hung in that game for a long time. It was a couple of scores late from the Rams that pulled it away. But Tennessee competed with them for quite a while.
for sure. I think two things can be true. Tennessee is better than we thought they'd be. Cam Ward looks pretty good. The Texans game they slogged through. Here's the problem for them against Philadelphia in the noon window, coming from West Coast to East Coast. There's that factor. It's back-to-back road games. There's that factor. Like, I want to say, because I think the Rams have a chance to beat them in the playoffs, but this is a tall order for the Rams. All of those typical, like, betting things are going against them this week. But we'll see if I can talk myself into it. And then there's Chiefs-Giants, Tommy, in Sunday Night Football. Early look at that game. I actually like the Chiefs quite a bit in it. I think it's a pretty good matchup for them. We talked yesterday. There's like a Cam Scatabo thing that keeps lingering in my head. If the game gets ugly, then the Giants with Scatabo and with there are two things that scare me. A tight, ugly game with the Giants having that kind of player and perhaps an ability to extend drives longer because they can pick up short yardage situations. That spooks me a little bit. The other thing that obviously spooks everybody is Russell Wilson still really good at one thing, and he has the perfect receiver for it. If we thought George Pickens was the perfect receiver for him for a little bit, Malik Nabers is even better, right? He does have his moon ball with Nabers out there trying to run him down. And how many of those are going to hit in every game that they play this year? A couple.
Well, and, like, and it's not just Nabers. I mean, what I like about Wandale Robinson on that team is that Nabers is going to get all the attention, and that, like, right, he's going to get bracketed, he's going to get double covered, all of that, all the time, because he's such a dynamic talent, and that should leave Wandale Robinson a lot of opportunities. I've got him in a couple of fantasy leagues. I'm starting him across the board where I've got him. And it's not a knock on the Chiefs secondary. It's just that's what Russell Wilson does. And he showed that against the Cowboys. I really think that the way that the Giants win this game, or at least keep it manageable, is they've got to just go balls to the wall, throw the ball 50 yards as much as they possibly can. And that's where they could have some success. I'll tell you right now, and I might change this. I reserve the right to hedge a little bit as the week goes on. Right now, I kind of like Giants +6.5 in this game. I think the Chiefs will win the game, but man, right now I kind of like that +6.5.
It's hard. It's just hard imagining the Chiefs outside that margin, right? Right now. However, it is the Giants. I don't think they're very good. I think the Cowboys defense is atrocious. And I also don't want to overreact to the fact that they found success against the Cowboys, because I think the Cowboys defense sucks and the Chiefs defense does not suck. You know, what will they do? I mean, the Giants defense looked terrible against the Cowboys too. So I'm paying more attention to how bad the Giants defense looked and baking in the Chiefs defense is not the Cowboys defense.
Yeah, but also, I mean, the Chiefs have almost zero pass rush right now. And you know what? That actually might be okay, because if I'm Steve Spagnuolo, I'm not blitzing hardly at all. Like, I might have a couple well-timed blitzes on Russell Wilson every once in a while, but by and large, I'm going to want my defense to drop back and, you know, let Russell Wilson beat you with intermediate passes. You know, don't let him get that deep ball going, because that's where they can't have success.
Yeah, I get it. The problem for me is the Chiefs are going on the road and expected to cover more than a touchdown number. The Chiefs, like, that's a big ask based on what we've seen in the first couple of weeks. But my goodness, like, here's the elephant in the room. If they can't go in and impose some will on the Giants, I don't know that they're going to be able to do that to anybody this year. And so what does that mean? All that means is all of their games are going to be really, really close again this year. And are they as equipped as they were a year ago to win those really close games? I don't think they are right now. I think they can be before this season is over. But there is like a mental component to this game to me that the Chiefs, they just kind of need one where they go in and they kind of beat up on them a little bit. And the Giants are the most beat-upable team that I see on their schedule right now, and that includes the Titans later in the year. I think by the end of this year, the Titans are likely to be a better team than the Giants. So, like, where do we – like, if it's not now, it may not be ever that they go have a cozy win. I'm not saying they're not going to win games. I'm not saying any of that. They just may not have any where they win by a score, right? They may all be tight like they have been in the past. And that'll be a little troubling, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little unnerving.
And you know, when you look at, I know you mentioned Cam Scadabo, and I think he will be a guy that will be a really solid running back for this Giants team. And I think that when we saw him get a lot more carries in week number two, I think he'll continue to grow in that role. I'm not sure that he is somebody that I'm going to target, like from a props perspective.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In this particular game, only because the one area defensively that the Chiefs actually had somewhat of success in against the Eagles, they were able to limit Saquon Barkley to an extent, right? Like Saquon still got 88 yards.
They've always been pretty good about
Saquon. But they limited him to 4 yards a carry, which is under what Barkley usually does. That's one area where the Chiefs defensively were pretty solid, and that was in stopping the run. And so while I like Scadabo a lot, and while I feel like he'll be a bright spot on this Giants team long term, I'm not penciling him in to have a big game on Sunday Night Football.
I don't think he'll have a big game, but I think he could be a problem. And again, it's just like having him in the arsenal if it's third and two to keep the Chiefs offense off the field. One of those frustrating kind of games, one of those, you know, to a lesser degree, but like K-State versus Army, right? When you're like, God, you just can't get them on the field. That's what Scadabo can do to them in this game. But again, I like the Chiefs in the game. I think there is a get right component to this game in a big way for Kansas City. And this is about the only chance they'll have to do that. A game coming up in week three, kind of popping into mind based on some of the stuff we're talking about. Cowboys Bears, Tommy, Ben Johnson, everybody's favorite, looks a little tough right now. What do we make of the Bears? They got blown out. They're actually favored against the Cowboys at home on Sunday. I don't know what to do with that one. I mean, you know, logic says hammer the over, probably. But the Bears right now, they've looked really
good. True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good early in games when kind of everything is scripted out and then not at all at the end of games. I can't believe their defense has looked as bad as it has, but that's it. You know, that was everybody's Ben Johnson. He's, you know, Ben Johnson.
They're two games in. They'll be okay.
I know.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. I mean, like you've got
to lose to the Cowboys. They're 0-3.
Yeah. I mean, by being fine, I mean, I think that they'll get it figured out. I don't think that they are a contender. I've got them missing the playoffs, but they'll be okay. Like, I think that Bears fans, I understand that patience is not a virtue for Bears fans, and especially with everything that's gone on with that franchise,
they've earned
year
that
after year. Like, I totally get it. Yeah. I respect it. Yeah. I think they've got the right head coach. I think they've got the right quarterback in Caleb Williams. I didn't think so at the very beginning. I think they've got the right quarterback. I just think it's going to take a little bit of time for them to gel and get it together. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I hope so. I want it to work. I do. I enjoy watching the good Caleb Williams play, right? When he is on, he's fun to watch. And I think the Bears is a you know, there are those franchises where you're like, man, I kind of do just feel bad for them at this point. They fit that bill. But it looks like a good week three, maybe not as top to bottom great, but there are good games sprinkled in there that should entertain us. Oh, the Jets, aren't they dealing with a quarterback injury too? That was the other one I couldn't remember earlier. It's the NFL, man. These injuries suck though. And availability is a big thing. And as much as we see Mahomes running and as much as we love that part of his game, does that ever creep into your head? Like it did last year because he was getting sacked all the time.
I mean, there was that play that he lowered his shoulder and like trucked the guy.
He needs to stop doing
that. Oh my God. We get it, Pat.
Yeah. You can do it.
We're playing with fire here a little bit.
You're
like
strong.
Let's be a little careful.
No, like you're not old. Like we get it, but let's stop doing that, please. Let's not do that anymore. All right, we'll come back. We got more sports daily. Don't go away.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.